Revelation 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain, to give birth. The Lord is setting the stage with symbolism, making the remainder of his revelation understandable. Here, a vision is reprised from Joseph's dream in Genesis 37:9. Now, he had still another dream and related it to his brothers and said, "Lo, I have had still another dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." John is receiving an historical reminder regarding Israel. The woman here is the righteous remnant, of whom the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 9, "I am telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. For I wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom belongs the adoption as sons, and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the temple service and the promises, whose are the fathers and from whom is the Christ according to the flesh, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen." But it is not as though the word of God has failed. For they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But through Isaac, your descendants will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. These were identified earlier in Revelation chapter 7. These are the bondservants, sealed by God on their foreheads. Again, Paul revealed this time to the saints in Rome in Romans 8, beginning in verse 18. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. Continuing in verse 3 in Revelation. Then another sign appeared in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. There can be no mistake about the other sign. And there can be no doubt about the history of Satan and childbirth. Danger was imposed by Satan through Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, anticipating the birth of the first Redeemer. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born you are to be cast into the Nile, and every daughter you are to keep alive." Satan used Herod in a monstrous way in Matthew chapter 2, beginning in verse 16. Then, when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, because they were no more. As for the remaining description of the dragon, refer to Daniel chapter 7, beginning in verse 7. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong, and it had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them. And 3 of the first horns were pulled out by the roots before it. And behold, this horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth uttering great boasts. The last matter to note is from verse 4, where the dragon uses his tail to sweep a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to earth. This is the judgment on the false teachers in the church. Continuing in Revelation 12, in verse 5. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. Here, John witnesses a review of the Messiah's birth from the nation of Israel, fulfilling the messianic prophecy of the Psalms from chapter 2, verse 7. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. The dragon is attempting to devour the child. However, the Messiah is born and caught up to God and to his throne. Satan attempts to kill Christ, but he is raised from the dead and ascends to the Father. The woman, that is, the remnant, flees for protection in a place prepared by God. The spiritual nation, the true people of God, are preserved for 1260 days. We learned in Revelation 11 that 1260 days is the same as 42 months, which is the same as a time, times, and half a time. This is referring to a limited period of distress, persecution, and tribulation. The people of God are under attack by Satan, but they are spiritually secure. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.